disintegrating.
Hey.
World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey. Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you. Pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I was itching to get down here today. Jeez, down here, that's my multi-million-dollar studio with the fancy escalator we built. We're working on an elevator over here as well, because I get tired. What, standing on that escalator? I figure maybe if I get an elevator, I could just sit in a chair and go up and down. Of course, you know, I'm being facetious. A lot of good stuff going on, a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of misinformation going on. And, you know, I got more reaction from yesterday's show than probably any show that I, in my memory, of people saying, wow, thanks, Coach, boom. Yeah. Wow. Question authority. Isn't that what they told us in the 60s? Question authority. Wasn't that the mantra of the hippies? There's certainly some hippies out there, aren't there? Some old hippies. Wasn't that what they said? Question authority. Huh? Wasn't that what it is? And now today, if you question authority, you're a conspiracy theorist. Not a lot of question authority anymore. Something's gone on, and it's spiritual, and there's a deep, deep spiritual awakening and revelation that's going on all around us, whether or not we see it. That's really what I want to talk about a little bit here today. I got so much stuff that, you know, so much bookkeeping stuff that I ought to, by bookkeeping, I mean, people, I just want to recognize the stuff that people are doing literally all across America as a result of you guys tuning in here and just getting somebody, putting a little pep in your step, and you're going out there and doing great things and making a difference everywhere we go and coming to the realization, friends, that all politics are local. It's all going to happen local, and it's all going to happen only if those of us who carry the name of Christ get involved. Because look, folks, unrighteous people will not promote righteousness. We'll say that again, church. Unrighteous people will not promote righteousness. And when the Bible says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Well, is there mourning going on in America today? Is there? And the truth of the matter is there's mourning going on in America today because the unrighteous are in authority. And the unrighteous are in positions of authority because we've permitted them to be in positions of authority. There's nobody to blame but us. In fact, the two political parties, Republican, Democrat, yada, yada, yada. First of all, it's just a two-card Monty, meaning it's a yin and a yang. They're just playing against each other. Our entire political system is broken, friends. It's broken. And thank God for elections, and thank God for Donald Trump, and thank God for MAGA. But if you think that that stuff in Washington, D.C. is going to set you free right here in Hebron, Ohio, right where you live, you are gravely, gravely, gravely deceived. And I'm going to tell you, there's some great, great stuff going on. And I'm sorry that the church is missing it, that the church is not participating in it. But as our buddy Chad Estes says, here at Coach Dave Live, we pick up where the church left off. We pick up where the church. My wife went, honey, I'm not telling a tale on you. Sorry. She went to a banquet last night. And it's I don't know how to explain what she goes to this little place where they sell. That's not the right word. People, it's like a Goodwill, okay? It's like an organized Goodwill where people come and drop stuff off, and then they sell it and raise money. You understand what I'm talking about? And they had their banquet last night. And Michelle said to me, she said, man, you know, there's like over 150 volunteers. And she, you know, I'm not making fun of the 150 volunteers. And I said to her, yeah, honey, people love that mercy ministry, don't they? They love to go feed people and give them shoes and give them socks and give them clothes. There ain't nobody standing outside the abortion clinic. Ain't no 150 people outside the abortion clinic, huh? Where people are actually dying. We know they're dying. No, those 150 people ain't going to go there, right? And our church leadership, our pastor, they look the other way. Everything that's going on, all this wicked, evil stuff going on, huh? I'm about gagged. I watched a program the other day of a sermon. Some guy gave a sermon. And when he got done with the sermon, I just kind of looked in the mirror, looked around. And I said, you know what? Ain't none of that relevant. See, we're going to have to decide, folks. There's two things here that we're going to have to get a grasp on. Number one, are you going to preach to the lost or are you going to preach to the found? Because I'm going to tell you something. Those ain't the same thing. And if you go to church every Sunday and your preacher is preaching to the lost, well, praise the Lord. That's good. But there probably ain't very many lost people there. And if you go to church every Sunday and your preacher is preaching to the found, what do you do with those who are lost? And so they have sermon series and all this kind of stuff. And meanwhile, you look outside your window and the devil is running rampant every freaking place you look. Would somebody say amen? So I know somebody out there at least understands what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Great frustration I have.
Amen.
Losing a game that we shouldn't be losing. We're to advance a kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. We are his soldiers in this war. Huh? Y'all, yeah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called, that's Isaiah 6. I think it's Isaiah 6, Spencer. See if you can find that. And the government shall be upon, by the way, government is a verb. It's a verb. It can be a noun, but it's a verb. 6:12, I think it is.
9:2.
Huh?
Isaiah 9:7.
9:7, thank you. Huh? There it is. Go back up to up there. Go up to 6. Oh, man. Wow. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government. Is that a noun or a verb? Does the verb become a noun? Does a noun do the verb? Does the government govern? Govern? Does the government govern? For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government, or the act of governing, shall be upon his shoulders. Now hang on, Jesus is the head, and we are the body. And where does the body begin? At the shoulders. So the government of this world in which we live is upon the shoulders of what? This is so easy. It's on the shoulders of the child that was born unto us. The government's upon his people, upon his shoulders. He's the head, we're the body. The government's upon his body. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, it shall descend more and more and more as we get to the end times. He's going to get less and less and less and less, less powerful, and less and less and less and less and less in authority. Is that what it says? It says of the increase of his government and peace. Isn't it interesting that his government brings peace? Isn't that interesting? Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Well, that's Mackie dispensationalist in the face. Wait a minute. We dispensationalists. I'm going to include myself in that group because really I don't know what I am. But I know this. If the Lord comes tomorrow and I stand before him, I'm going to wish I had done more here. I'm going to wish I had done more because I'm going to see all the mighty power that he has and all the mighty power that he's given unto me. And I'm going to say, daggone it. If I had only known that the government is upon the shoulders of his people. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. And see, the problem is, bear with me here. If we've made government something in D.C., somebody we elect, somebody we bow to, somebody under whose authority we find ourselves. By the way, go to Romans 13. While I'm on this, this was just straight from the heart. This was not planned. Romans 13, which is where the prissy pastors will hide and tell you that they're not to get involved, right? Let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but God. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we are one nation under God, whether we acknowledge it or not. Why? Because there is no power but of God. All right? And the powers that be are ordained of God. Now look, folks, the powers that be. That means the way things function properly are of God. It doesn't mean Joe Biden's of God. Now, God may have given us Joe Biden as a form of judgment. Wait a minute. He may have given us Jim Jordan. He may have given us Republicans and Democrats as a form of judgment because we resisted the power. What? That's next verse. Whoso therefore resists the power. Wait a minute. Who's the power? Gino, who's the power? God's the power. Whoever resisteth that power resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Are you looking around, friends? Hey, church, you looking around? Hey, Pastor Billy Bob, you looking around? Hiding in your pulpit, hiding behind your pulpit in the safety and security of your sanctuary? For rulers are not a terror to good works. But friends, in America today, rulers are a terror to good works. Ask Eva Adel. Ask Isaac. Ask Bill Dunphy. They go and do good work, and the government is a terror to them. And people stand in the pulpit and say we should obey the government. Somebody give me an amen. Let me get this out of me, huh?
Amen.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Hillary's walking around. Obama's walking around. Comey's walking around. Fauci's walking around. Will you then not be afraid of the power? We're not afraid of God's power. We're not afraid of the Lord. Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of those powers. By the way, what God says is good, not what the government says is good. See, the government would say cutting off a little boy's ding-dong is good. The government would say a man having sex with another man is good. Are you with me? Oh, judgment, bad. Standing up against it, oh, bad. Challenging the government, oh, bad. See, they've redefined right and wrong, good and evil. They've redefined it. And can I tell you something else? The church has swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. The church for decades said we can't do anything about abortion because the Supreme Court already ruled, and then the Supreme Court changes its mind, and the church is still hiding. They go to a banquet where they serve people food and clothing, but they don't go to the abortion clinic to rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter. That's in the Bible too, you know. For why? They're a minister of God to thee for good. Raise your hand out there if you think Joe Biden's a minister to you for good. Go ahead and raise your hand. If you think Congress is a minister of God to you for good, raise your hand. If you think the FBI is a minister of God to you for good, go ahead and raise your hand. That's what I thought. Scroll down. If you do that which is evil, be afraid. Let me ask you, are the evil afraid? The evil aren't afraid, are they? Why? For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So we better figure out what's good and what's evil, and we better get engaged. Kind of selfish today. I got to get this stuff out of me. I'm going to bust if I don't. Pull up number one for me. I have to read this. This is my commentary today, News with Views. Bear with me. I know nobody likes to be read to. I'm going to give you some good stuff. Damnable lies and damnable liars. Anybody out there tired of being lied to? Is anybody out there sick and tired of being lied to? I am. I'm sick and tired of it. Playing off of yesterday's show, by the way, thinking, wow, what the hell have they, I mean that hell on purpose. What in the hell have they been serving up to us? We believe it. 2 Peter 2 says, but there were false prophets among the people. Well, hey, folks, false prophets. Even as there shall be false teachers among you. Yeah, false teachers. Who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. I'm sorry if this is going to make you uncomfortable. Webster says damnable is that which be damned or condemned, deserving damnation, worthy of eternal punishment. Well, Coach Dave, who are we to judge now, brother? You haven't walked a mile in his shoes, brother. Come on, Coach Dave. Don't be so judgmental and critical, Coach Dave. Jesus is love. God loves everyone. You understand what's happened, friends? Question the establishment narrative, and you'll immediately be ridiculed as a conspiracy theorist, as if anything you read in the media regarding the experts is always 100% unquestionable truth. Follow the science was the buzz phrase used by the government-endorsed liars during the recent virus holocaust launched against all clear-thinking Americans. And it was a virus holocaust. They did it on purpose. Did you survive it? The name-calling, isolation, ridicule, job loss, family tragedies perpetrated by the government experts who fought daily to strip Americans of their freedom of choice. Hey, folks, the government is not one nation under God. If they're not under God, somebody help me out here. Who are they under?
The devil.
Bam.
And Lucifer. Was sacrosanct. At least that's what the government endorsed baby murderers told us. My body, my choice in regards to slaughtering preborn, but your body, our choice when it comes to government medical murder by vaccine. Well, I'm sick of it. The lies, all of them, lies from big government, media, education establishment, big science, big pharma, big religion, the media, fake book, Twitter, liars, damnable liars. I do not know about you, but I'm getting pretty darn irritated by the liars who run the world. You do understand that liars run the world, don't you? And the answer would be no. Most people don't get it. Psalm 2 calls out the greatest conspirator in world history. The kings of this earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. There's your battle, Republican, Democrat. Give me a break. Oh, there's a conspiracy, all right, but the conspiracy is being launched by those who hate the truth. Liars, damnable liars, worthy of death, the Bible tells us. We're a nation of fools governed by liars. They're serving the father of lies. It's no more complicated than that. Lucifer against Christ, liars fighting truth tellers, lies, deception, and fear is the weaponry of Luciferian-led antichrist system currently masquerading as government, wielding power over the cowardly, gullible, nowhere to be seen American Christian church. Vinny, that's a boom right there.
Boom.
I'm sick of it. Why aren't you? Why are you not lighting a fire under your pastor's ass and demanding he lead the army of Christ to victory over the forces of darkness? Wake him the hell up! Your children's future lies in your hands, our hands. It's all been a charade. So much of what we've been taught is not true. Trust but verify was Ronald Reagan's slogan. Shut up and obey! That's Joe Biden's slogan! Doesn't anybody care about truth anymore? At the risk of being written off by mainstream America and mainstream Christianity, I might add, I'd like to provide a list of things that have been taught as facts that simply have never been proven true. Does it matter to you? Does the truth matter? Are you content believing lies? Can you trust your government to be truthful? Are you okay being lied to? So just for the record, there is no proof of the following. In a court of law, there is no proof that one, man came from monkeys. Oswald acted alone. Unborn babies are not people. Bin Laden orchestrated 9-1-1. Biden was legally elected. Males are born in females' bodies. Hey, folks, there's no proof of any of this shit that they're teaching us, all right? Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. Global warming. Christians are not supposed to judge. Fossils create fuels. There's no such thing as settled science. How about Tower 7, huh? Or Building 7? There's no evidence of that. How the Big Bang? Are you kidding me? George Floyd was a role model? OJ was innocent? Public prayer's illegal? Everybody goes to heaven? Life evolved from non-life. Everyone is a child of God. There's a separation between the church and state and the U.S. Constitution. A biological man. Is there any proof a biological man has ever given birth to a child? Darwin's theory. Justice is blind, they tell us. Elected officials have our best interests at heart. People are born gay. I could go on, so could you. Folks, evidence alone is not proof. Sorry, evidence ain't proof. At the end of the day, we must all understand that Oprah is wrong. There is no such thing as your truth. Truth is not an opinion. Truth is a person. So I'm going to throw a couple scriptures at you. Psalm 33:5 tells us that the Lord loveth righteousness and judgment. Where? Was it actually says that? The Lord loveth righteousness. The Lord loves judgment. We're not supposed to judge, I thought. Why don't we? Why do we permit lies? Folks, answer this for me. Why does the church permit lies to be taught to our children? You say, what lies, Coach? What about the 20 of them I just rattled off? Worse yet, why do we pay for it? Oh, I know why. Because we have to. We have to pay our taxes. The government tells us, and the guy standing in the pulpit tells us that we're good citizens, so we pay our taxes. Oh yeah, really? Jesus warned us, but whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it would be better for him that a millstone hang around his neck and that he would drown in the depth of the sea. See, America's become a nation of liars. A sworn oath is meaningless. Spence, you got to get that off for me. Click on it. A sworn oath. I'm sorry. Bear with me. No, down. Come on down, buddy. Come on. But there. America has become a nation of liars. A sworn oath is meaningless. Most Americans love being lied to. Wow. The question we must ask ourselves is, what are the consequences of damnable lies and damnable liars? These six things does the Lord hate. And by the way, if he hates them, I guess I should too. Seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked plans. Feet that be swift in running to gossip and mischief and causing discord amongst a brother. He hates that. How about this? A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Did you notice the Lord mentioned lying twice? Must be serious business. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But Amos says, let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Justice is coming for the damnable liars and the lies that they tell. And that day cannot come soon enough for me.
Boom.
Now hang on. Hang on here. God, I've used up 23 minutes already. Pull up for me number three. What does the Bible say about justice? Because we're told we're not to judge, right? Who are you to judge, Coach? We're not supposed to do that, Coach. No, Coach. Well, let's see. We refrain from anger and turn from wrath and do not fret. For those, scrolling down. Keep on going. Okay. So I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. What's the next one? For we know him who said, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. The Lord will judge his people. Hosea, but you must return to your God, maintain love and justice, but wait for your God always. Maintain love and justice. He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into light. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers. Vinny, boom!
Boom.
Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, will be cursed by peoples and denounced by nations. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessings will come on them. On who? Those who convict the guilty. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist. You do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. Personal assault. Amen. Last one. Let's just do one more. Amos. I just read that, didn't I? But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never failing stream. Unbelievable, huh? Let me show you something here. Is that what I'm looking for, Lord? Point number seven. Sorry. Give me a couple more minutes. Gino, I'll get to you. Number seven. Huh? Wow. Just play a couple minutes of this. This is from Laura Ingraham a few years ago, by the way. No, it didn't. No, go ahead. Go ahead and play it. Well, hang on.
Corey Lewandowski, former.
Hang on. Did you know the State Department found 600 violation in the Clinton email scandal? The State Department found. They found, her own department found, 600 violations. Go ahead.
Trump campaign manager Chris Hahn, former aide to Senator Chuck Schumer and host of the Aggressive Progressive podcast. All right, Corey, this keeps getting, it gets worse and worse for poor old Joe. What do you think about this testimony this week about the 2015 warnings that were disregarded?
Well, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent made this alarm to the vice president's office. What we're now hearing he's testified to this week. And the vice president's office responded, Joe Biden's office said, we're too busy to deal with this. This is not a priority that his son, is selling influence to the Biden-Obama administration. That's really what this is about. And so when it's the Democrats doing this, they turn a blind eye to it. And this is the first we're hearing about this, but we haven't seen.
Okay, get him off of there. Get him off of there. Unequal justice. Unequal justice. The Lord hates unequal. He hates it. He hates unequal scales. He hates it. Why don't we? And you mean to tell me we're going to sit around and we're going to wait for the government to indict their own queen? Do you really think that? Tell me you're not that stupid. Tell me you're not that stupid. Wow. Pull up number two and put it at about the 4 minute mark. I wish more people had the brains of this guy, Russell Brand. I just think he's a fool. By the way, he got saved and baptized. Go ahead and play that.
But we're seeing surprising new demographics turning to Trump because it's becoming impossible to ignore that the neoliberal establishment is a bigger threat to democracy, a bigger threat to world peace, a bigger threat to individual freedom than anything that they could devise in all their propaganda.
And told the CIA that they should really not be talking about a lab leak.
Thank you.
That's the conspiracy.
Appreciate that. Dr. Fauci.
Well, let's see his next little pack of lies. This one is the decisions he made during the pandemic.
It is very, very clear that vaccines have saved hundreds of thousands of Americans.
What's not so clear is what the phenomena of excess death is being caused by. What's not so clear is why there are so many blood clots, turbo cancers, cases of myocarditis, extraordinary new neurological diseases emerging. What's not so clear is why at the time there weren't caveated conversations. The way this guy is talking now is as if at the time they were saying, hey, listen, it's up to you. We've got this new medication. It's a bit weird. We've not had that much time to experience experiment on it, even though it appears to have been patented a long time ago for some weird reason. So take it if you want. If you're old and if you're vulnerable, maybe you'll consider taking it. There's no way kids should be taking it. But that isn't what they said, is it? It was a combination between Disney World and Jesus they presented us with. This is your salvation. This is consequence-free. Look now at the prevarication, equivocation. Look now at the reckoning that's taking place. And observe closely what justice does next. Because we're assuming, aren't we, that there is such a thing as justice, that there is such a thing as right and wrong. And when we see the legal system weaponized, when we see the media weaponized, we don't have democracy anymore. We don't have freedom anymore. We have toxic environments and beautiful institutions that have been metastasized to serve the powerful. And the good news is this. Only you can oppose them. Only you. Not, oh, what can I do? I'm just one person. No, you are the only thing that can change the world.
And I'm not debating. We're talking about the COVID-19. Did or do the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine, stop anyone from getting COVID?
I answered that question to the chairman. Early on, it became clear that...
They did.
No, actually, no. In the beginning...
No, don't. Shut up. No, don't interrupt me. I'm science.
Clearly prevented infection in a certain percentage of people, but the durability of its ability to prevent infection was not long. It was measured in months.
And they didn't stop you from spreading it either.
Early on, it did if it prevented infection. But what became clear that it did not prevent transmission when the ability to prevent infection wanes.
Do you remember how it was when he was turning up on shows, wearing like a variety of cute masks, rolling his eyes behind Trump, turning up on the late night talk shows, almost flexing in his own peculiar sexuality? Where was the humility then? Where was it when we needed it? Where was justice then? Where was conversation then? Where was proper inquiry, legitimacy, transparency, consensus achieved by listening to significant voices like McCulloch, Malone, Bhattacharya, all of the significant voices, Dave Martin, who we've had on our show, people that were bravely outspoken. It may even include you. What did you go through? What did you sacrifice for Fauci's errors? What funerals went unattended? What births went unwitnessed? What sacrifices did you make socially and emotionally? What mental illnesses were exacerbated? What addiction got worse? What cancer what cancer treatments were missed? What price did you pay for the ineptitude of these institutions that have the gall to call themselves democracy, that have the gall to condemn a former president increasingly for what seems like a set of misdemeanors that are nothing like as bad what's been practiced in the name of democracy? We can't continue to
get off there, huh? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Lie. Is he going to pay a price for that, folks? Are Christians going to demand he pay a price? He ought to be hung publicly. Anybody think I'm wrong? He ought to be hung publicly, and some of his buddies ought to be hung publicly. Now, are the Republicans and the Democrats going to do that? No. Pull up the email that says WHO. Pull that one up for me, Spencer. WHO. Pull that up there. Are you ready? Folks, you think it's just this kind of stuff just happens, right? Huh? Go ahead.
Government continued the Morrison government's campaign to sign away Australian sovereignty to the United Nations World Health Organization, the WHO. Despite the attempt failing, WHO's power grab is ongoing. WHO is not independent. Their owners are corporate donors who contribute most of the WHO budget. WHO's current sugar daddy is Bill Gates, who has made billions out of his investment in the same vaccines that WHO promotes. Gates bought the WHO, and they now recommend his products. It is that simple. The head of the WHO is Tedros Ghebreyesus, previously health minister of a terrorist organisation called the Tigray People's Liberation Front, where he used international aid to buy power and punish his enemies. The regions of Ethiopia that Tedros starved for medical supplies suffered disastrous cholera epidemics in 2006, 2009, 2011.
Get him off of there. Get him off of there. Folks, this has been an orchestrated... I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers have taken counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And we think it's Republican, Democrat, and the church is hiding under the pew. The pastors are hiding under the pew. They look around and they see people dying, relatives dying, not associating. Nobody will say it, will they? Nobody will say it, because I'm going to tell you, are you looking at me, friends? I would like to see a statistic on how many people died from COVID as opposed to those who died with COVID, because they aren't the same thing.
Boom.
COVID didn't kill anybody. The treatments did. People died with COVID, and unhealthy, ineffective treatments. Because why? It was withheld from them. It was withheld from them. Why? Because the New World Order, what do they want to do? Kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Why can't we see it? Why can't the church see and understand what's going on? And why haven't pastors risen? Why hasn't your pastor risen up against this? Is your pastor even talking about this stuff? Are you looking at me, friends? We're talking about people who've lost loved ones, murdered by the government. Or, let's say, second-degree homicide, whatever it would be. And you turn on the media, and they promote it and 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 promote it. And who are they after? They're after those Christian rule followers. That's who they're after. Okay, I feel better. Come on in, Gene.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, Coach, because I've got to leave right away, and I'm glad you let me in, because I'm going to go help a friend of mine who's 83 years old because he questioned a police officer. Now he's in court. He went to jail. I had to get him out of jail, and he has to stand in front of a judge now. Now, but anyway, it would take me 15 minutes to explain what happened. He was just standing up for his rights, which God gave him. All he did was question a police officer.
Amen.
He did no wrong. He did no wrong.
You don't have to do wrong. They create wrong. They create wrong.
But thank you. I have to leave. I got to go. Okay.
All right, John, thank you for letting me. They're the ones who create wrong. Do you understand, friends? As a parent, you want to protect your children from dismemberment, sexual dismemberment, and the government says, you're wrong. Can't you see it? Spencer, get that timeline ready. I got this from Judge yesterday. It says George Floyd. Come on in, Lorianne.
Well, the government, both the federal and the state governments, were paying churches to hold quote unquote vaccine clinics.
That's right.
And and the division that came into my home when my daughter was being bullied and coerced to get the vaccine. And you couldn't even, and like, she's already been vaccine injured. And I had to go up against her pastor when I asked him like to write a religious exemption for her for school so she wouldn't get it. And he told her, he said, well, you take Tylenol, don't you?
Oh,
and
my Lord.
And then I kept telling her, and I have the articles that the federal government and the state government were paying the churches to inject and to help kill their members with those shots.
Amen.
And I had a fight.
Hey, Spencer, Isaiah 56, beginning at verse 10, please. Isaiah 56. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the truth. Makes you mad. Sorry. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yeah, they're greedy dogs which can never have enough. They take money from the government. That's what they do. They're shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, building their own ministry, taking money from the government, killing people in their congregations. Huh? Oh, yeah. Come ye, say they. I'll fetch wine. We'll fill ourselves with strong drink. Tomorrow it's going to be even better than this. Trust the government. We're from the government, and we're here to help. Okay, so here we go. I got this. Put this at 1.5 speed. This came from yesterday from Marianne Heinen. We were talking about, Judd dug this thing out for me, George Floyd. You talk about a psyop on America, right? Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, cops right now in jail because of this lie of the video they didn't show you. Put it at 1.5 speed. This is about 10 minutes. I'm not going to show it all, but watch the lies they told us about George Floyd. Go ahead.
Third precinct is up in flames.
We begin with breaking news in South Minneapolis.
Caught on tape, a black man pinned to the ground, later dying after a white officer kneeled on his neck.
It started with a report of a forgery in progress and ended with Floyd's death. The situation has become volatile. The third police precinct tonight.
As police officers and protesters clash over a man's death.
Miles from Minneapolis, anger, frustration, more.
Hang on, freeze it. Folks, don't forget this. All across America, they're building statues to this guy. They're building statues to this guy. Go ahead.
It all stems from this video.
What we saw was horrible. He can be heard on the video saying, I can't breathe.
These officers involved have all been terminated.
A reasonable officer would take, hang on, freeze it. A reasonable officer would look at the video 16 minutes and 59 seconds leading up to the 29 seconds that everybody watched all across the world. Wouldn't it be interesting to find out what led up to that point where he put his knee on the guy's neck? Go ahead.
I see your hands.
They have all this video. They got all this video.
I can't read.
The person that had given him a fake bill, we went over there and,
It's a bunch of stuff oil. That boy Joe became a $1 billion baby.
Media purposely left a lot on the proverbial cutting room floor in order to manipulate your emotions and perceptions of this event, manufacture a race war, and burn the country down. My aim was simple. Take all the footage and place it back in chronological order to capture a more complete, nuanced picture of reality, expose the slew of inconsistencies in the official narrative, and blow the lid off this silo. Let's begin. The prostitutes and the parrots told us that George Perry Floyd and Maurice Lester Hall met at Cup Foods coincidentally. Not true. The Dragon Walk footage is about 24 minutes off, meaning they arrived together at approximately 7:33. Interestingly, before stepping into Cup Foods, the two look out onto Chicago Street as though they're scouting the area. George, Maurice, and Shawanda spend about 22 minutes in the store, arguably loitering or plotting something. X marks the spot. You can see here that George has a lot of money on him. Sylvia, the actual owner of the Mercedes-Benz, lent George her car that day and also asked him to buy charcoal and fluid. According to Maurice, she wanted pills too. Maurice comes into frame. He was speaking to Mr. Adam, who we'll meet later. George is looking through his pockets and Maurice can be seen taking a bill from George.
Counterfeit money, folks! Counterfeit money!
Then they both exit the store before George returns and continues to fuddle around. Shawanda Renee Hill arrives. Shawanda is also a convicted felon for theft, disorderly conduct, falsely using someone's name, prostitution, and stalking. Off camera, George and Shawanda are arguably talking to Mr. Adam. Shawanda said she'd gone to Cup to fix her cell phone. Maurice returns into the store where he says he met Shawanda for the first time. By the way, that was George and Maurice's second time at Cup that day. One of the four owners of Cup Foods told me that Maurice had tried to buy an iPad.
Okay, you can pull it off. Folks, I'll put it in the chat. You got to watch this. This entire thing, had this evidence been, Had this evidence been presented in court, we would not have George Floyd as a hero today. Go ahead.
fake money.
You saw that 20?
I do. And they had a lot more with them too, to see.
All right. You have all of them?
Yeah, we only confiscated one.
Oh, I confiscated one.
Well, actually, he bought something with it too from one of my employees. So one employee caught it, and the other person I was with, so they both had counterfeits. So they don't know what the hell.
Okay.
And the big gun.
He knows they had counterfeit money.
He's let back into the store with absolutely no issues. Nobody called the cops on Maurice. Here, you can see him with a wad of money. Maurice would tell me himself that he had $7,000 of supposedly real cash on him that he used to buy an iPad. No one called the police on Maurice. Why? This makes zero sense. George continues to just hang around. He's dancing and acting goofy, which his friends say was supposedly part of his personality. Eventually, he goes around the corner to buy some smokes. Here you see Chris Martin holding the $20 bill to the light before he exits at almost 7:46 p.m. In never-before-seen footage, George is dancing across the street back to the Benz he doesn't own. Shawanda follows, and eventually so does Maurice. Here George was supposedly catching up with Shawanda, making eye contact through the rearview mirror, which is what Maurice told me. According to him, George could not find the key fob, which is why they didn't leave the scene right away.
Because George is in there taking something.
Were they supposedly chilling? Now George exits to take a hit off a pipe. That's strange because he had his own on him. In fact, Lane would forget the pipe on top of the car. George then chucks a banana peel before going back in. Don't slip on the psyop. Here's where things get a bit fuzzy. The story goes that while in the car, George took two Percocet and had a power snooze, and that Maurice and Shawanda could not wake him up. But Maurice would later tell me that wasn't true. In fact, Maurice goes as far as to say that his bro didn't even do drugs that day, which is kind of hard to believe considering the fatal amounts of fentanyl in his system. Notice here, Chris Martin goes directly to Maurice. It's Mr. Adam who tells them to go out there again. This second time, little Nabil, who is Mr. Adam's nephew, kind of tries to speak to George. Is Maurice in charge? Maurice takes a 20 that would also turn out to be fake, tears it up, and throws it on the ground. It's now almost 8 p.m. The actual 911 call and the identity of the caller were never released. That's because there's a cover-up, but more on that later. There's only a transcript that was released to the public, so I took it upon myself to recreate it for you.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
This is 3759 Chicago Avenue.
How can I help you?
Someone came into our store and gave us fake bills, and we realized before he left the store, and we ran back outside, and they were sitting in the car. We tell them to give us their phone, put their thing back and everything. He was also drunk and everything, in return to give us our cigarettes back. So he can go home, and he doesn't want to do that. He's sitting on his car because he's awfully drunk, and he's not in control of himself.
Okay, what type of vehicle does he have?
And he's got a vehicle that is, one sec, let me see if I can see the license, the driver license.
There it is. Huh? All of that stuff to do what? To foment race riots. Oh, my goodness, huh? Oh, my goodness, folks. Remember this. Liars. Damnable lies and damnable liars, and they're feeding the information to us on purpose. Who is? Lucifer. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers are taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And when we stand up and we call them out for their lies, we're the conspiracy theorists. Get it? What is it that rules for radicals? Accuse the enemy of doing what you're doing. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Coach.
Won't see this kind of stuff anywhere else, will you, folks? Huh?
I wish somebody would be talking about what's really going on. You know, I dropped in the chat the Wikipedia page. The murder of George Floyd has its own Wikipedia page so that you can all stay on top of the official narrative. And if you click on that, the picture is of the officer kneeling on his neck. There it is. There's the officer.
That guy's in jail today. He's still in jail.
That's what I wanted to bring up. And I saw footage from that police car before he had taken George Floyd out and done that to him. You should see what happened inside that police car. And it was any policeman's duty to take him out and do this. This is protocol. It's absolutely absurd what happened to this policeman who did his job. He is still in jail.
we're supposed to believe that all five of those police officers on the scene, none of them intervened and said to Chauvin, hey, Derek, you can't do that. Hey, Derek, you can't. None of them did. None of them. No, because we know why. That was police protocol. That was police protocol. He did exactly what he'd been trained to do.
Coach, and Officer Chauvin, I can't remember last time I heard, he's been stabbed over 20 times. They've tried to kill him with nails.
Yeah, who cares, right? We got statues to George Floyd. Sheila, come on in.
That's the narrative. The narrative is that that was the police officer. The narrative is that he did that. Look at the court proceeding. The man that they supposedly sentenced looks absolutely nothing like the officer who supposedly had his knee on the neck of George Floyd. The whole thing. And what they have confirmed is that the woman, the owner who supposedly hired George Floyd and the officer as security people, all of them were in the Sandy Hook video, and the woman who owns the bar supposedly was the mother of a 5 or 6 year old who she said was killed at Sandy Hook.
You're a conspiracy theorist, Sheila. You're just a conspiracy theorist.
Well, because they're all part of crisis acting, and that's what they said this whole thing was.
So the kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers are taking counsel together against everything righteous. Would that be right? Wow. All the world's a stage. Yeah, Mel. All the world is a stage. By the way, Spencer, make sure you put this link of this that video we just saw into the chat, because folks, when you click on that Rumble chat, you're going to get more videos, more expose videos from Mary, whatever her name is. I'm sorry, Marianne Hine. You're going to get more of them out there, right? But you see, the media is not going to show it to you because they're conspiracy theories. Conspiracy. Was it a conspiracy theory that if you took a vaccine, you would be healthy? Was that a conspiracy theory? Oh, no, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's medical science. In fact, Fauci said he is science. Now, friends, are we going to demand public hangings? Are we to demand public hangings? Or is that unchristian to do that? Public floggings? What? Because I'm going to tell you something. Jim Jordan and the Republicans ain't going to do a damn thing about it. Joe Allen, come on in.
You can see in the photo there, I was trained the same identical thing. 21 years of law enforcement. Every year trained that way. If you can see on the way he's leaning to his right, he is all his pressure is on his right leg, and his left leg is on his shoulder blade.
That technique is used to calm the guy down. It's not cutting off his... Folks, I don't know what you think. I breathe in the front of my throat, not on the side of it. You understand? You're going to choke somebody. You don't choke them on the side. Choke them on the front. Look where that knee's placed. What a psyop. What a psyop. Dale.
Yeah, Coach, what really proved it was the medical report that came out said that he had a deadly dose of fentanyl in his system.
Yeah. No, let's build him a statue, right? Because why? Listen, I hate to be redundant. The kings of this earth has set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing. Don't you understand it? Good versus evil, right versus wrong, Lucifer versus God. Don't you get it? But it's never changed, folks. Republican, Democrat, except Republican, Democrat. They're all on the same team. They're all. Remember I told you this? Was it, I'm telling you, my brain goes a million miles an hour. The former Congressman Louie Gohmert, I asked him how many people, I didn't ask him. He was asked down there when we were in Texas, how many real Christians in Congress? And he said, what? Maybe 50. Maybe 50. He was a Republican. He was a Republican, a conservative Republican. And he said, how many Christians in Congress? Maybe 50. Maybe 50. Lord loves justice and judgment. Why don't we? Somebody help me out with that. Why don't we? Let me hang on there. I got one more thing I want to show you. Okay. I'm going to connect this dot, and then I'm going to... Pull up for me number 4. I just want to show you something, folks. put it in, pull up number four and then put it in the chat. I spoke about this yesterday in the after show. I want to show you again today. This is a website called Facebook EqualJusticeTour.com. It's a Facebook page. The one that we put up when we went to Hillary's house and yada, 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 and all that stuff, right? All that stuff. So look, here's what I want to just real quickly, slowly. I would ask all of you, put it in the chat, go here and do just do a little bit of background research. Think about what they're doing with the Trump and all that kind of stuff. And just as we scroll on down, I'm going to call out certain things that I see here and the dates, the posts, things that we put on that it's not, it's keep going. Cause I started posting recently again, going down spins. Keep going. Okay. Get ready now. Here we come. Keep coming. Equal Justice Tour right there. Ho, go back up. Equal Justice Tour up one more. Nope. That's down. There you are. Inside Judicial Watch, Hillary Clinton email update. That was December 20th, 2019. That new docs show the State Department knew Hillary Clinton's secret email address. That's a crime, folks. Scroll on down. Sold his, hang on. Clinton lawyer granted immunity. Clinton lawyer says she was granted immunity from deleting 33,000 emails. Who granted Hillary Clinton immunity for breaking the law? Go on down. Next one. See, we forget all this, don't we? What's this? Hillary Clinton, a career criminal. You ought to watch that video. Go to the next one. Whoa, what's this? Tom Fenton with Dan Bongino, Clinton corruption, Ukraine and Spygate, targeting of Trump, Judicial Watch. What day was that on that? Well, that's 2020, January 24th, 2020. Go on. We forget all this, don't we, friends? Huh? Here it is, a complete list. What state's this? Well, February 5th, a complete list of Clinton associates who allegedly died mysteriously or committed suicide. Huh? Really? Including Jeffrey Epstein. Unbelievable. Going down, what's another one? What's it? Wait, well, what's this? March 2nd, federal court orders deposition of Hillary Clinton on emails. Benghazi attack. Records after priority fault of his testimony. What? Huh? Hillary Clinton, the most investigated innocent person in America. Okay, you can get it off of there, folks. Now, here's what Clinton email scandal update. When is this? Hillary Clinton trying to avoid testifying. Really? Really? April 16th, 2020. What? Hey, friends, you understand what we're dealing with? Do you understand that we're dealing with a captured government? That's why all those guys are locked up on J6 and Hillary's walking free. That's why those guys are locked up on J6 and Fauci's still probably collecting a pension. That's why those people are still locked up. And those congressmen, Nancy Pelosi, who knew, could have prevented the insurrection and didn't do it. She's still walking free. The media still interviewing her. Now, why isn't your pastor talking about this? Well, they don't mix religion and politics. Why would I study this when I can preach a sermon on six ways to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? And let us know that we're near the end and hang on and cover up as fast as you can because Jesus will be here soon. Don't occupy till he comes. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean occupy till he comes. He didn't mean have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. He didn't mean that. He meant love your neighbor. Look the other way. Don't judge. Who are you to judge? Except, Spencer, let's go back. What doesn't he love? Justice and judgment. Where was that number three, Spencer? Can you pull that back up there? By the way, we could rattle on down there, all the way down through there, saying that the Lord loves justice. He hates injustice. He hates it. He hates what's going on in the United States of America as the American pulpit hides from it. He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into light. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, will be cursed, but it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come upon them. Folks, this is right out of the Bible. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Go on down, next one. Go past Amos. We've been here. Go on. Oh, turn from evil and do good. and then you will dwell in the land, for the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it's written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. So let's expose and let him repay. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you, therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Micah 6, verse 8. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly before the Lord. He has shown you how to walk. Well, he's shown you what is good. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. And in my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the people. And all who see them will acknowledge that they are people the Lord has blessed. Why? Because of justice.
Boom.
See you tomorrow.